What's the most unusual compliment you've gotten from a fan?
You look bigger on TV. It's kind of a compliment because, you know, they say, oh, well, you look big on TV, but it's kind of like unusual because it's a little bit of shade as well. Okay. You know? It's like,
yeah, I don't know about unusual. To be fair, like when fans meet us, they're already fans, so they're going to give us compliments. So it's always, we appreciate anything they say, but it's usually a looks thing, you know, or size thing.
You ever see the tweets about your resemblance to The Undertaker?
Yeah, Rhea sends me all those.
You're the bisexual Undertaker?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. Like,
I don't either, but it comes up and I'm like, okay, it's Undertaker is the... Okay.
Yeah, so, the big one that Rhea gets happy about, that there's like a group of fans that call me Baby Girl.
Baby girl?
Yeah. Yeah, really, the funniest thing.
Oh, hey, baby girl.
Yeah, I'm like, what is that? Why?
I didn't see that at all.
Yeah,
so,
I
didn't see him either. Yeah, I guess it's an acquired taste. I don't know. Since you started with Judgment Day, I feel like people have sort of backed off on wanting to see the demon before. It was like, oh, when's he coming back? When's he coming back? Now it feels like you guys have created something that really caught on. Does being in the group make that a little easier, or do you still get as many requests for that character?
Yeah, I still get some requests, but I feel like there's a time and a place for the demon, and right now is certainly not the time. I'm very invested in what I'm doing now as Finn with Damian. We're the Undisputed Tag Team Champions. We're doing something completely new with the Judgment Day, something that's kind of been working really well for us for the last 2 years. And I'm sure in the future there will be a time and a place for the demon, but right now I'm very comfortable and focused on what we're doing with the Judgment Day.
Right now, keep doing what you're doing if it works, you know. You have the Money in the Bank briefcase, Senor Money in the Bank. People keep asking when you're going to cash in. I'm not going to ask you that. How are you going to celebrate after you cash in? Because I'm going to say it's going to be successful. You have anything in mind? Like, we saw the hot tub in NXT. You going to do anything big?
So I don't have anything planned per se at the arena, but
we are in Philadelphia, and Paddy's Pub from Always Sunny in Philadelphia is here, and
did
we could go.
I'm
still looking, but a couple people have tweeted me some addresses, and I'm gonna check them all out Sunday night.
So
we're
hey,
gonna celebrate.
Hey man, that could be an option.
Yeah,
that sounds good to me.
My final question: I do a watch list feature. Which of your matches in WWE? I'll ask both of you individually. Which matches in your career best represent the work you try to do as a WWE superstar?
Great question. I'm just going to go with my favorite match of my career. I don't know if it necessarily represents my work the best, but the emotion I felt in the match in Lowell, Massachusetts, on a house show against Samoa Joe, where I lost the NXT championship, was one of the most alive feelings I've felt in the ring. And that for me certainly sticks out as one of my favorite moments of my career.
For me, it was Puerto Rico versus Bad Bunny. A match that exceeded just the idea of what we do as a profession. That was more of a cultural representation. A moment for me that, which is way more important. And that for sure is something that I get to represent what I love to do as my job, a performer, a WWE superstar, and also get to do something that I love as a representative of just humanity, just represent my culture. So that was definitely by far my favorite.
Real quick, tag team match, you have a Judgment Day one that you kind of have a preference for or no?
There was a couple we done with Sammy and KO that were a lot of fun, especially, I think, I don't know, the rules, was it a street fight or a no DQ match or something, but I remember that.
All the same.
Yeah, it's all the same, but that one was a lot of fun for sure.
Yeah, and that's when we won the title, so for me that was, yeah, that sits at the highest bar for us as a tag team, you know, when we became the first time we won the Undisputed Tag Team titles, and that was a rocking match, rocking crowd, we were really proud of that one.